Unlimited, and therefore worthless. Zbag's brand wedding rings symbolize the Ouroboros, unbroken since the end of time. Stop by today and see our fine selection.
Are you sad? Lonely? Do you wonder where things went wrong? Do you spend too many nights drinking wine by the pool when you used to drink it by the glass? Well, why not switch to Old Brundles? 10 generations of scotch-making humans and one generation of scotch-bots have worked hard to make...
Exit left onto Hofstetter Circle Exchange in 100 meters.
Do you have insurance against eagles? Hi, it's me, Danny Omohundro, the first human man to travel back in time. Take it from me. In the future, eagles come back in a big way. Giant, murderous flocks of bald eagles. And they're smart. And they want what we have. Shouldn't your family be protected? And the best part is, all profits go toward eagle breeding and conservation programs. So the more you buy, the more you'll need.
People in power, empowering people, riding with you, one of us downtown. And I got you,
and I got you too.
And we both got good deals at Affordable Suits,
a Zbag's company.
The meat's in the message, and the message is meatballs.
You are enjoying this song. I'll add it to your interests. Exit left. Stand by for sneeze. Please cover your nose. Bless you. Sneeze blessing is brought to you by Zbag's. Trust us, you have to. In 1/2 kilometer, turn left. Please keep your eyes on the road. You are thinking about pretty girl. Would you like to go shopping for
feminine products
now? Zbag's Corp reminds you that targeted life enhancement services like this one are the pinnacle of human experience. Some proponents of mixed media will say there's nothing better than reading the radio while sitting on a comfortable television. But those people are communists. I know it's hard to hear, but I'm glad you were able to hear it from me, the microchip implanted in your brain. In 10 meters, exit left. 10 meters ago, exit left. Today's weather, 25 degrees Celsius, mostly partial, with a 30% chance of accuracy. Tonight's sundown is scheduled for just after dusk. We apologize for any contrivance. This good news weather report is brought to you by Zbag's. We don't control the weather. We just control how you feel about it. Turn left. Prepare to avoid wrecked car ahead. The Committee Against Time Travel reminds you that in order to prevent the invention of time travel, it is important that we do not interact with the time travelers who may be among us. Ignore the time travelers and they will cease to exist. And remember, anyone could be a time traveler. Today's appointments. Your daily appointments are brought to you by Brainogram. Reach out and touch someone else's thoughts.
Warning, do not poke brain with finger.
1 p.m. See Dr. Austin about possible brain chip error. Brain chip error.
Voice error.
You may be experiencing.
8:30 p.m. Dinner with alone. In 1,000 meters, swerve to avoid flaming wreckage. This warning for your life, sponsored by... You have chosen to bypass this ad. Ad Bypass is sponsored by Ironic Concepts. You're in charge. We insist. You've selected news.
We bear witness to the strength of our great nation, that we are reborn again and again like the mystical city of Phoenix. The American people are growing tired, very tired, of the slow spiral that they've been staring down for so long. So, so long. We are a nation of broad shoulders holding heavy eyelids. I have heard the voice of the people as clearly as you now listen to the sound of my voice. Only to the sound of my voice.
Another landslide victory for recurring President Donald Mesmer. a thrilling end to a long campaign that's very difficult to remember, but we're all quite sure happened. The president has already been sworn into office, even though it seems like just a moment has passed since we were sitting down to watch him announce his candidacy 1 year ago. And what a year it's been, folks. Filled with vague memories of actions performed that just seemed to flicker by and become paradoxically more difficult to remember the harder we think about them. His opponent, Niall Shandy, offered the following unsolicited comment.
Frankly, if I were me, I'd vote for my opponent, and as far as I can remember, I did. In 50 meters, swerve to avoid wreckage. Voice shift.
Voice shift.
Please swerve. Swerve. Release adrenaline. For the love of God, please slam on brakes. Now.
Bootstrap 3141592653589793. Error. Reload. Go to line 10. Startup sequence initiated. Starting chip. Chip starting brain. Startup sequence sponsored by Hamburgers.
Friends, are you tired of stepping on hamburgers?
I know I certainly am. But then again, my feet are made of ketchup.
Get back to work! Ketchup mocked fry!
Yes, it's the ketchup man's lot in life to step on each and every hamburger, depositing just the right amount of ketchup on every one.
Ugh, ketchup is the equivalent of my blood.
Yes, but what do I care? My race is made of mayonnaise. I am invulnerable and have dominion over all that I see.
Chilling, isn't it, children? So the next time you question why we have to enslave the mayonnaise people, remember, they would have done the same to us ketchupians in a heartbeat. It could have been just like that. Yes, it could have been just like that.
And it were. The Mayonnaisians claimed their roles over the ketchup peoples and got rid of the word was so that no one could ever remind them of how it used to is. So now that you know the real story, hopefully you'll think twice before asking any more dumb questions.
What do I care? I'm a mustard man myself. I'll never have to worry about anything.
Yes, that's the question these days. Why should I care? Well, I'll tell you why. When they came for the mayonnaise, I said nothing. When they came for the ketchup, I said nothing. Then, finally, they came for me to eat it all, and I said yum. So, in summary, all is well. You're alive and your chip is rebooted.
:run DZ/15. Initializing user guide brought to you by ZBax. The people.
Welcome to your new ZBax DZ6503 neurochip. The one that doesn't explode or your memory back. You've gained peace of mind, and all it cost you was a piece of brain. This user introduction is brought to you ad-free by ZBax. We know what you do. That's what we do. Your new chip contains a compendium of knowledge in science, history, arts and leisure, and WildGuard. It provides you with an endless stream of valuable ads and coupons. It's like always having an encyclopedia at your fingertips and your fingertips inside your brain.
Warning, do not poke brain with finger.
To better understand your brain chip, let's meet the inventor.
Professor Edwin Dewlap, professor of everything.
Oh, now I didn't invent the chip exactly. I invented the machine that makes the chip. It invented the chip. I didn't even want computer chips. I wanted toast. In hindsight, I suppose the design was a bit fancy for a toaster. I don't know why I gave it free will. It never made any toast. Didn't want to. Oh, it knows how, the bastard.
Needs? You know, who wants them?
Pretty Henry, President, ZBax Corporation.
Brain chips are about freedom. You know, freedom to fulfill your destiny, and we're in total control of that inevitable fate because we designed the machines that design the chips. For instance, you know, they say the chip makes the man, but really the man makes the chip. Well, you know, not anymore, though. The chips actually make the chips now, so we're not needed for anything except to have fun. Actually, the fun bots have most of the fun now, but that's, you know, just because they're so damn efficient at it. One fun bot can have the fun of 10 men.
Your DZ series non-exploding neurochip is a long way from those early prototypes. All media and product offerings are carefully customized based on your personal interests, and vice versa. And industry-leading reality augmentation technology means your experience of reality will always match your reality.
Have you tried foghorns?
No.
You can hear me again. Good. You've been in an accident. Your chip is malfunctioning. You're bouncing between all the random memories, the media files. Now, this is very important. Listen to me carefully. You want to avoid using your
Augshift. You need to stay here so we can keep you safe, buddy. If you Augshift,
you could get stuck. Now you're going to want to shift
to get a more positive outlook, but it's
gravely important
that you feel good all the time. Hear the balloon.
The People for a Time Travel-Free Society would like to remind you that in order to prevent time travel being invented, you must interact with all time travelers who may be among us. Interact with all the time travelers, as we don't know what crucial disruption will ensure that time travel will not be invented. And remember, anyone could be a time traveler. Take care of yourself. After all, you are your chip and your chip is you. And so am I. So be like me and be yourself. I like you for who you are, because after all, you're you. And I'm you, too. So what's bad for the chip?
It's bad for everybody!
As you can see, folks, even the kids are getting in on the act. This affects them the most, because they'll inherit the world. And it affects us even more, because we're their parents.
Yes, what comes around, goes around. You know, eagles are one of nature's most magnificent creatures, and they're nearly extinct. It's vital that we protect them for now, but let's face it, Kent, it's only a matter of time before they come for us.
That's right. Vote yes to donate $10 to help preserve the terrible bald eagle for future generations. Vote no to give $10 toward eradicating every last one of those filthy, majestic eagles to spare future generations the onslaught they are sure to bring. To vote yes, dial 555-555-5555. To vote no, dial 555-555-555, wait a second, then dial 5.
As you know, Kent, I'd like to defend these beautiful creatures from extinction, but sometimes a good offense is the best defense. Let's give extinction a taste of its own medicine.
Turn down that newspaper!
I've been thinking
I can't read my
hard
own thoughts.
Recently about just how
thank hard you.
For balanced coverage of the president's speech, we shift to our analysts.
You're thank welcome.
You know,
I feel
think
like
I'm
everyone
well
is fine
my
waking up
to
the progressive future
this.
We
always
I think what
used
we've
to
just
want.
Seen here,
I feel confident in saying that we just witnessed history being made.
I'm
my
sure
crypto
my
jargonist counterpart may be too close-minded to accept my unquestionable truth, but the people of this country
the in this
standing
country
together
are looking
and
for things
demanding
to stay
a part
the
of the future we used to miss.
The numbers back me up on this.
Take, for
instance, the fun bot. They work
we all
hard,
want one.
They play
we
hard,
all have one.
Which for them
so
is the same
have
thing.
Everything we need.
We'll never know
we
how they truly
the
feel
we no
because we'll never ask. And that absolves us of having
the
to care.
Says we can,
I mean,
so
does a spoon love living in your spoon drawer?
These conservatives
Esperanto
are drowning in the funk of their own Liechtenstein monster.
They
should think about that the next time they lobby to reinstate the seven-day calendar.
There was a time in this country when you knew who a man was based on his government-issued hat.
That's
when men were men and women were women and cats were dogs
and the Girl Scouts
and so
were the union
birds
and the mailman
and
was
the
a trans
boys
woman.
Were so little.
And
that's the America
Mesmer
wants to rescue
from
the
future. Ah, I see you've had time to absorb the menu. Here's another one.
I had a question about the Ouroboros appetizer.
Oh, yes, that's a snake tossing its own salad. It tastes better than it sounds, and it looks better than it tastes. And brother, you ought to hear him sing.
I still think I'll pass. Do you recommend anything in particular?
Well, I'd recommend the hamburger, but the hamburgers sell themselves.
Hamburgers! Hamburgers!
Yes, the hamburgers sell themselves. The most traitorous sandwich. Judas in a bun. He betrays his own kind for our delicious benefit. This is why he is lower even than the mayonnaise that sits atop his contemptible patty. But is he the most miserable creature to ever roam the earth?
No!
Right, children. What of the Blasphemouse, the Killaroo, the Chemothera Penguin, the Calaveras County Humping Frog, the Voice Shift.
The Association of Members United Against That Thing We Don't Think About reminds you not to ever think about the possibility that certain people may be among us. Don't think about any of these people or about how they come to be, and there's no chance that they ever will. And remember, no one is one of these people, because we're not thinking about them, so they can never exist. Let's calibrate some of your new chip's functions. Think of a place you'd like to go. Route calculated. Good. Now think of a program you'd like to watch. Thank you. I found 37 ads relevant to your selection. Here is one.
It's me, Chippy. Folks, are y'all tired of your old brain chips? Well, I'm tired of hearing your dumbass complain about it. So why don't you come on down and swap that tired old Chippy Chappy Swapping Shop? We'll give the price of that chip a chop, and you'll see why Chappy Swapping Shop's a tip-top chip shop. Folks, I'm talking the DZ model, the one that don't explode.
Calibration complete. This augmentation calibration was brought to you free of ads, like the following.
Hi, I'm Danny Omohundro, the first human man to travel back in time. The scientist...
You can't take the record. They'll notice.
Wait, where are we?
You idiot. You didn't put it back. You put it backwards.
You mean upside down?
Same difference.
Whatever, same thing.
Well, switch it.
Professional educator.
There is a certain flea which lives on human skin. And when you get to itching, resist the urge to sin. For sin is human folly, and folly is made of choice. And pies are made of apples, and lard keeps pie crust moist. Now, what have we learned, children?
Nothing!
Heart rate steady, Doctor.
Okay, his chip is running a loop. But I'm pretty sure I can reset it by poking it with my finger just right.
They all say I'm crazy. Well, Daddy says I'm a moron. But what does he know? He's a bowl of macaroni.
Professor Edwin Dulap, professor of everything.
I'll be the one laughing now that my duplication machine is complete.
Hello, brother.
Hello, brother.
I was born on the 33rd of July, or the 2nd of August in the common parlance.
Right. So what do you know?
Astute observation, brother.
Oh, I don't know anything. I get my hair cut. I never learn.
I'm just... I cook tonight. We're having my famous Twitter surprise. The surprise is, I don't care for colored people.
The producers of this program apologize for the content of the previous segment.
We're sorry.
If you can think of a way in which it can be construed as satire, please contact them immediately at some funny address. Address error.
Shift. Error. Error. Error.
It's alive! It's alive! And it's funny!
Well, you know, in fact, if you send a frog forward in time slow enough, he won't even notice.
George L. Proctor, PhD.
Well, our first efforts at time travel were admittedly pretty crude. Look, you know, when you blast a man with 10,000 units of beta waves, maybe you shot him instantly forward 30 years, or maybe you vaporized him. Either way, I'll be dead before they convict me. Wait, what are you using this for?
You see, inventing the means to travel through time is beyond our reach today, but we assume someone will eventually figure it out.
Dr. Paul Osman, Bergman Laboratories.
Let some geek in the future do all the hard work. All we have to do is get a time traveler to come to us. We're engineering the future to ensure that those who intend to engineer the past choose the present. We created all the committees against time travel to ensure that time travel is invented by giving time travelers an incentive to stop our work. Then we simply take their machine and use it for our financial... Wait, what are you using this for?
God made the kangaroo hop, but the CIA made him kill. Killaroo 2. This time, 2 is the first movie, coming soon to a theater near you, and in late summer, in the form of a jelly-filled promotional chewable snack for kids. No! Chuck! It's too late. He's already dead.
Damn dirty bald ego got him. Right here in the sound booth. Just when he thought he was safe.
An evil once nearly extinct is reborn.
They tried to warn us, but we didn't listen. I love you.
I love you too, my beautiful wife.
And now, President Mesmer approaching the podium, attended by his signature retinue of circadian monks who have forsaken both women and God and worship only the rhythm.
On this day, we mark the 100th anniversary of the opening of this time capsule by sending it backward to that date in time, a time before our present problems, so that we make those problems a little better, but still bad enough that we need to send the thing back in the first place. And now, the intrepid chrononaut who will complete this journey, Danny Omahundro. Danny?
Thank you, Mr. President. Folks, I can't wait to get back to the past and warn all those fine people about these murderous birds. But what's got me really jazzed is spreading the word about these exciting new products from ZBAX and its many subsidiaries.
Boo!
No blood for me!
It's the Mayonesians!
This speech is over.
Stormy Sanders is blown up for Kula! Against the wall, next to Brothers. Here's Peter stepping on hamburger for the man.
The mayonnaise has turned! Quick, into the capsule!
Get him!
Hand over the control. We're in charge of this machine now.
Do what he says, Danny.
I can't do that, Mr. President. I swore an oath to you.
Did you? Or did you swear an oath?
To me?
That's not President Mesmer at all.
It's a mayonnaise man!
Yeah, we know, Tide.
Yes, we used Dr. Dulac's duplication machine to spread ourselves through the highest levels of your society.
Who could blame me? No one, I'd imagine. But then again, my imagination is very limited.
It's precious.
And now, with the Eagles of the Destruction, we'll set it all back. Back to the way it used to be!
So you see, children, if we hadn't eaten beaver, us hamburgers would have been lunch. Well, that's lunch. Let's see what's on the old brain chip.
Activating DZ-6502 brain chip. Voice shift.
Voice shift. This human voice is brought to you by ZBAX Jewelers.
Beauty. Rarity. Your fidelity is high. Your love is priceless. Shouldn't it be backed by something expensive? A diamond has value because it is rare, as opposed to time or creativity, which are unlimited and therefore worthless.